Namaste and welcome to Sanskriti Radio. I am Benoit, your guide on this journey of self-discovery and mindful living. Together, we will explore yoga, meditation, and spirituality, weaving ancient wisdom and modern insight to help you live with intention and balance. For our first monologue, I want to talk about stillness, a simple yet transformative practice. In a world that moves so fast, stillness is almost an act of courage and certainly an act of self-care. Today, we will uncover what stillness truly means, why it is essential for our well-being, and how even a few moments of quiet can create profound changes in our lives. Stillness is more than just the absence of movement. It's a state of being. It's the space where the mind quiets, the body rests, and the soul listens. In yoga, this is what we call Sthira Sukham Asanam, a steady, comfortable state where we are fully present. Stillness invites us to pause, to simply be, to silently watch the noise and movements within and without. But around us, productivity is priced. We often overlook the power of stillness. Let's explore together why this practice is so important for our mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. The science tells us that stillness is not just a luxury, it's a necessity for our health. When we take a moment to pause, we activate the parasympathetic nervous system, our body, natural relaxation response. This lowers cortisol, the stress hormone, helping us feel calmer and more at ease. Stillness also has profound effects on our brain. Studies show that practices like being still can increase gray matter in our brain in areas responsible for memory, empathy, and emotional regulation. This means that by simply sitting still, you're literally reshaping your brain for the better. Emotionally also, stillness helps us to build resilience. It allows us to step back from our reactive patterns and choose thoughtful responses instead. And for anyone struggling with anxiety or insomnia, moments of quiet can significantly improve sleep and reduce feelings of overwhelm. There's even evidence that stillness boosts creativity. By giving the mind space, new ideas can emerge. Personally, quiet moments of stillness throughout the day has become a necessity for me. Whether it's while meditating, walking my dogs in nature, or just sitting quietly, observing myself and feeling myself is the most powerful cleanser. So how do you practice stillness in our busy lives? Well, it doesn't have to be complicated. Start small. Set aside just 5 minutes a day to sit quietly, close your eyes, and focus on what is here. Don't change or improve or judge what is here. Simply perceive it. And whenever your mind wanders, gently bring it back to the present moment. If you sit still in the morning before your day starts, you give yourself a chance to start your day on the right foot and not be a victim to the dark imagination of your mind for what is to come today. If you sit still in the evening, you allow yourself to release the thoughts, emotions, and nervous impacts of that day, like an inner shower, so that tomorrow can be a truly new day. 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening would be great. Stillness is not something we do, it's something that we allow. It's an invitation to reconnect with the reality of what is here, to listen deeply, and to find clarity and peace. As we close today's episode, I invite you to take a moment to pause. After this, sit quietly for just a few moments. Notice your breath, feel your body, observe your thoughts and emotions. Allow yourself to simply be. Thank you for joining me on this first step of your journey and our journey together. and I can't wait to explore more with you next week. Until then, stay mindful and stay connected to your inner self. Namaste.